In this bulletin, the Australian Federal Police warns politicians to report crimes without delay. More questions about the quality of Victoria's contact tracing system. And in sport, Brisbane on target to host the Olympics in 2032. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The head of the Australian Federal Police has written to the Prime Minister, warning Scott Morrison that allegations of criminal conduct must be reported to the AFP without delay. The letter was sent yesterday on the same day former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins made a formal complaint to the police about her allegation that she was raped in Parliament House in 2019. Commissioner Rhys Kershaw told the Prime Minister that any delay in reporting criminal conduct can result in the loss of evidence and the continuation of offending or re-offending by an alleged perpetrator. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the company responsible for the vaccine overdose at a Brisbane nursing home has been warned it will be stripped of its contract if there are any further breaches. A doctor working for Healthcare Australia delivered an incorrect dose to two residents who had been taken to a hospital for observation. Mr. Hunt says the company initially provided false information about the doctor's expertise.
As we now know, contrary to the advice given in writing as well as verbally by the company yesterday, the doctor wasn't trained. And so as a consequence of that, there will be a medical referral in relation to the doctor. The company has had the book thrown at it by Professor Brendan Murphy as secretary, not something he does very often.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's contact tracing system is continuing to improve. He's made the comments after two nurses told the ABC the system is still giving people wrong and potentially dangerous information because the system is riddled with incorrect data. Mr. Andrews says Victoria's run of no new coronavirus cases shows the contact tracing system is working.
Zero cases, 6 days in a row. That's the first point I make. Beyond that, it's a big, complex piece of work. There is continuous improvement every day. People are working to do more and to do better.
Queensland will reopen to Greater Melbourne from this weekend. The current hotspot declarations will lift on Saturday, meaning travellers won't require a border pass or need to quarantine. Queensland has recorded one new COVID-19 case in hotel quarantine. Australia's National Science Agency has been granted a licence to develop new medicinal cannabis products to help people with a variety of conditions, including multiple sclerosis and chronic pain. The CSIRO will partner with local manufacturers to develop the therapeutics. The global market for medicinal cannabis is projected to be worth more than $55 billion by 2024. To sport, Queensland's bid has officially been named the top choice to host the 2032 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. The International Olympic Committee's Future Host Summer Commission designated Brisbane as the preferred candidate city. Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Olympic Committee, Matt Carroll, says he is limiting his celebrations as the race is not over yet.
Another step on the process of securing the games for Queensland and for Australia. The race is not over yet. You don't declare victory until you get the finish line.
If successful, Brisbane would become the third Australian capital city to host the Summer Games after Melbourne in 1956 and Sydney in 2000. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing, 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, similar conditions and 20. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, sunny, 29. Wollongong, a possible late shower, 24. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, a possible shower, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 32. Cairns, showers easing, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.